Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Can you believe it? Many of you have not heard my voice since last year. Isn't that an amazing fact? It's 2016, and just like 2015, we plan to bring you some of the best programs about health, fitness, longevity, and everything that has to do with leading a superhuman life. And we have a great show planned today to break out the new year. Of course, it's Tuesday. I'll be joined in just a moment by my co-host, Rob Regish, for the Blueprint Power Hour. And then later in the show, Randy Roach is joining me to talk about his recent release of Volume 3 of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. So it should be a very, very interesting show. Of course, always show some love to the folks at All American Pharmaceuticals and All American EFX Sports. Go to superhumanradio.com and click any one of the banner ads. Don't forget to click Ask a Scientist and ask Dr. Jeff for some free stuff. He's in that, still in that Christmas state of mind, and he's giving stuff away all the time. So check it out.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
I am doing fantastic. You?
Did you have a good holiday?
I did. You know, I got to spend some time with my son and my girl, and, you know, everybody's healthy and happy, so, you know, what more do you want?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And 2016 is going to be a great year for CoachRobRegish.com, leading off with the new Blueprint 4.0, right?
Yeah, 4.0's up, but more importantly, from a timing perspective anyway, this January marks the 3-year anniversary of the Blueprint Bulletin, and to celebrate, we are giving new subscribers free issues of the best of 2013, 14, and 15. You're also going to get 3 free special reports, Fast Fat Loss, Laxogenin, Where to Find the Genuine Article, and Still Legal but Not for Long, Ultimate Chill Pills and Relaxation Guide. You're also going to get the Superhuman University, Add 1 inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout MP3 download. So altogether, that's $100 worth of free bonuses. So visit my website, CoachRobRegish.com, top of the page, special promotion, Blueprint Bulletin 3-year anniversary to get back in the game for 2016.
Did you happen to see the Subversity blog post over the holiday about... what is it that's, I just drew a blank.
Ectosterones
and more effective than Dianabol in building muscle.
I did see it. And
now Adele said, look, a lot of you are going to find this hard to believe, but this research is pretty solid.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just, it may not be in humans as powerful as Dianabol, but I will say this. The evidence is really piling up in favor of ectosterone for people that train with weights.
Yeah, absolutely. So. All right, so let's start right off. The first question for 2016 comes from John Kofopoulos. He says, I really like your workout. The blueprint changed my thinking about not only how often to change my workouts, but also how one phase builds upon the other. I never did this before. Just jump from program to program in an attempt to get sore. My question is soreness necessary for growth or even indicative? I'll throw in there. How can I train for more soreness? I really like that feeling. Isn't that funny? Most of us do.
I know it.
Because we feel productive. We feel productive, right? We feel productive when we feel sore.
Yeah, I mean, I like it too, but you know, there are times when you want to recover faster.
Right.
But that being said, being sore after a rigorous workout is largely an individual matter. It's common in most, but not all trainees. For example, one of my guys is a 16-year-old who almost never gets sore. I throw everything I have at him, including different exercises, rep spreads, rest intervals, and tempos. The most he's ever experienced is some light soreness on the top of his traps after deadlifting. So soreness goes back to many factors, not the least of which is the eccentric or lowering of the weight. And research shows that over 80% of muscle damage occurs there. So negatives might be worth looking into. I will caution you, though, it's very easy to overtrain with negatives, right? As the weight you handle far exceeds your positive or concentric strength. Now, supplementation with arachidonic acid has been anecdotally linked to greater soreness, right? And it's been used with some success by trainees. The theory being is, you know, you load the muscle tissue with it, it releases a greater amount of growth factors when the muscle is placed under load. So diets high in red meat are also high in arachidonic acid, and it's thought that that, along with the creatine content, are responsible for meat's, you know, reputation as a muscle food. So, long story short, soreness is not required for muscle growth, right? Although a lot of people think it is. Let me put it this way. I could beat you with a sledgehammer, and you'd be plenty sore the next day.
Yeah, but you may not grow any muscle.
Right. It doesn't mean you're going to grow any faster. So I hope that helps, John.
Ed Jablonski says, I'm running Progenidrex and really happy with the results. 10 pounds gained so far in 8 weeks, and all of it looks to be in the muscles. My lifts have gone up quite a bit, too. I've been eating big, but have a question on that. What's the most important thing to focus on, calories or protein?
You know, this is perhaps the most misunderstood issue in bodybuilding. And the reasons are both complex and multifaceted. So first, let's take a look at this focus on protein consumption. You know, it's true your body needs protein to build muscle. What's at issue is how much, how bioavailable it is, you know, how long amino acid levels are elevated, etc. So all too often left out of the discussion, though, is timing, which I consider to be the most important variable. The ideal protein, for all purposes, would combine an immediate release of essential amino acids coupled with intact protein sources that release slower over time. Right? There are a lot of whey on the market, as an example, but although whey is considered a fast protein, it takes between 60 and 90 minutes, right, to peak for the amino acids to be liberated, right, and then levels rapidly fall off. Now, so that's not fast enough for intra-workout use, which is where, in my opinion, protein can make its greatest contribution. We know, I think, through Dr. Berardi's studies that it takes a bolus of protein, then a refractory period of amino acids producing the best results. So keep that in mind. Most trainees have gone astray believing ultra-high protein diets are beneficial. In fact, they can be detrimental. Overlooked is this fact. Protein burns up 1 1/3 its weight when it's the dominant macronutrient in your diet. However, pair that protein with a carb or fat source, but not both, one of the two, and the situation changes. Now you've given your body a fuel to burn, and the amino acids from the protein will be spared to do their job, build more muscle. So this brings calories to the forefront. You need a certain amount of extra calories to build muscle. So when I was asked to explain this recently, I used the following example. Give me 4,000 calories a day and 150, maybe 200 grams of protein timed correctly, high quality protein, versus 2,000 calories a day and 350 grams of Econo Whey at Walmart. You know, I will grow more muscle every time. So would any trainee. That's about as simple as I can make it.
I'd just like to throw in something else just to kind of maybe expand on this a little bit. You know, Dr. Jose Antonio came on my show twice at the end of the year. And one of the times he came on and talked about comparing 2 grams of protein per kilo of body weight to a 3.4 grams of protein per kilo of body weight in trained individuals who were training. I mean, these are guys who already built muscle. They're not couch potatoes who we made work out, which skews everything. What they did find out about when you add more protein, you don't cut back on your carbs, you don't cut back on your fat, as Rob is talking about, the importance of continuing with those macronutrients. But when they bumped protein from what is considered 1 gram per pound to effectively about 1.5 to almost 2 grams per pound, what they found was equal amount of muscle in both groups was acquired over the course of the study. But as Rob points out about the thermic effect of eating protein, the guys who were eating the higher protein in conjunction with their carbs and fats, they didn't cut back on these other macronutrients. They lost a larger amount of body fat in the process.
Yep.
So if you really, you know, this whole, for years we've heard about people talking about a lean bulk, lean bulking. Yep. Lean bulking may be achievable by getting your protein up higher. You will build the same amount of muscle. However, the thermic effect of the added protein, as Rob points out, because of the, and that's why when people eat just protein and not enough carbs and fat, they not only lose body fat, but they lose muscle too.
Yeah. The old timer, I remember an old timer watching a kid have just a protein shake after a workout once. And I'll never forget this. He was shaking his head, you know, saying, God, what a waste. All those amino acids are going to be burned for fuel instead of used to build muscle.
Yeah.
He said if he was smart, he'd take it with coconut milk.
Something. Even in that case, even what we used to do back in the day, which probably wasn't the best, you know, 80 grams of dextrose.
Right.
Which spiked insulin crazy, which was unnecessary. But even then, you may have been building some body fat, but you were definitely building muscle too.
Yep. No, 100% agree.
All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Seth Flanders. This is the first Blueprint Power Hour of the year. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop stop inflammation in its tracks. You need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. The next question comes from Seth Flanders. He says, what's your take on Dan Duchesne? Was he really as revolutionary as people made him out to be? And what happened to him? You know, Dr. Jeff knew him pretty well. And I asked him a lot about it. I'd let, go ahead. You say your piece. I'd be interested to hear what you think.
Yeah. It might be a little long, but Dan's deserving of it, in my opinion. Yeah, he died around the year 2000 from, I think it was polycystic kidney disease. It was not related to steroid use, but rather it was genetic. He inherited it from his mother. Now, to understand just what a contribution he made to our sport, you need to understand the man. He wasn't a particularly good bodybuilder. In fact, when I first saw his picture, I couldn't believe it. He looked, how shall I say, ordinary. Behind that look, though, was an incredibly inquisitive and creative mind. And that's what I'll call it, because that's what it was. You know, he wasn't a doctor. He had no personal training certificate. You know, he didn't win any bodybuilding titles. It was his penchant for seeing things that others couldn't that won him worldwide acclaim. And one such example was whey protein. Now, you're going to hear a lot of people lay claim to being the first to introduce it, all right? But considerable evidence exists. It was Dan who found it while researching at the UCLA Medical Library. At the time, he was being tailed by federal agents. After being released on parole, right, they were sitting in an unmarked car outside his apartment in Venice. And now, as they observed him leaving one day, he was carrying bags of what appeared to be a mysterious off-white powder, right? You can only imagine how they must have been salivating. Upon detaining him, though, they found out it was whey protein. He was the first to stumble upon the fact that it had an outstandingly high biological value. It was very soluble in water, more so than the milk and egg and soy proteins of the day, and it was flavored easily. It didn't take long for it to take off in bodybuilding, and now it's mainstream. Dan's apartment, by all accounts, was an endless spectacle of characters going in and out. You'd see champion bodybuilders, life extensionists, strippers, and even AIDS patients. They all sought the guru out, you know. So against this backdrop, he experimented with GHB, the dieting drug Fastin, the novel and heretofore never used in bodybuilding tamoxifen, Arimidex, Clomid, and even DNP were all fair game. You know, by the time he penned the infamous Underground Steroid Handbook 2, he had used every compound listed therein and in incredibly creative ways. And the list, by the way, was massive. But today, anti-estrogens, fertility drugs, thyroid, clenbuterol, and other compounds are standard issue in an athlete stack. All of them had roots in the fertile mind of Dan Duchesne. And that's what made him unique, his creativity. He went where no medical researcher dared. He took athletes where they've never been before. And he went to prison for his cause, not once, but twice. It's also fair to point out there were casualties. A girlfriend had to have her legs amputated after they went to Mexico for botched calf implants. You know, John Romano, by his own account, got hooked on Nubane.
Right.
Which was Dan's favorite after he introduced
And Dan got a lot of people hooked on Nubane. That's the other side of Dan. The other side of Dan was the dangerous recreational drug side. He made a lot of junkies. He made a lot of women junkies. He made a lot of men junkies, and because he loved Nubane.
Yeah, you know, he was, I'll say this, the good outweighed the bad, right? And any trailblazer is going to make some mistakes. Dan just had a sixth sense about bodybuilding and which compounds to use and for what purpose. He never got the financial rewards he was due, but probably had the largest cult following of all gurus, past and present. His contributions to our sport cannot be overstated.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I didn't know Jeff knew him.
Yeah, cool. Jeff was there in California during that time.
Wow.
And he met him several times. You know, he said the guy was very average looking. He had long hair.
Yep.
But his advice was heeded by all the top bodybuilders because they had physique changing effects.
Wow.
But he's the one who told me that, you know, Dan, I think Dan went to jail for opiates, not for bodybuilding drugs.
Yeah, I think it was GHB.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Okay.
Yeah.
But I mean, he also got a lot of people hooked on Nubane. He convinced a lot of bodybuilders that Nubane would help them make better gains.
Yeah.
And they ended up becoming junkies. All right. Don Flannery says, I have some old knee issues from my football days. It doesn't keep me from training, but I can feel it. Getting out of bed in the morning. Later in the day, it doesn't feel as bad. In fact, it doesn't hurt at all. After I train, though, it's killing me again. Any ideas on what this is? And is there something I can do for it?
You know, it's not uncommon, and it gets worse with age. The fact is, the fact it gets better as the day goes on points to something maybe more to do more with a soft tissue injury versus something else. You know, your best bet would be to get an x-ray at a sports medicine clinic and to get an accurate diagnosis. I rather doubt it's anything that requires surgery, or at least I hope, but it's always best to know for sure. I have the same issue with a knee that's still healing from an injury 6 months ago. Bruised some tendons while I was wrestling. Doesn't bother me at all during the day, but every morning when I get out of bed, I can feel it. It's stiff, is the best way to put it. But like you, you know, once I get some blood flowing in it, it's good to go. there's a chance your knee will heal all by itself, given enough time. Tendons, though, if it's a tendon issue, have notoriously poor blood flow, which is part of the reason they take so long to heal. Now, on a positive note, my elbow tendonitis has cleared up nicely. I can't even feel it anymore, where it used to be sore to the touch. That took over a year, though, and the same may be true of your knee. There are a few exercises that might help you. First one is, I usually rail against the leg extension, but it's a worthwhile warm-up, in my opinion, for the knees. Second, one-legged bodyweight squats, whether hanging onto a rope or a belt to assist you, or freestanding, are excellent. They're excellent rehab and strength-building tools. I can't tell you how helpful those were in recovering from my injury. And then finally, pushing a weighted wheelbarrow up a slight incline does absolute wonders for the knees. I wish I could tell you why. It just works. Finally, you're for sure going to benefit from things like metacurcumin. It's a terrific pain reliever. It's as effective as most other OTC NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, with incredible health benefits to boot. In fact, if I were to recommend one herb, it would be curcumin for its wide-ranging health benefits. The final note is this. I've been using hexarelin on my lab rat, and he doesn't feel any of his old injuries anymore. They've vanished. So I don't know what the link is there.
Well, I was going to suggest that. So we've done shows on intra-articular growth hormone injections. They can actually cause chondrocytes to regrow and entire pieces of meniscus to regrow. Wow. Most doctors won't do this. Most orthopedic surgeons will recommend some sort of anti-inflammatory drug that's going to hurt you until your knees wear out, and then they want to replace them. Number one, you should be using something that stimulates growth hormone production, if not frank growth hormone injections themselves. And giving yourself a growth hormone injection will affect all the cartilage in your entire body, spine, knees, elbows, everything. Number one. Number two, if you're on statin drugs, think about getting off of them, because statin drugs have been shown to both wear out the cartilage in joints faster while suppressing stem cell differentiation, equals your joints age and become decayed and break down really, really fast. So people on statin drugs usually end up getting knee replacements, hip replacements, and most of them aren't obese. They're like, hey, I don't understand why I have this problem. Yeah. So those two things right there. Number three, and don't discount this one, high doses of glucosamine and chondroitin. Takes 2 to 3 weeks to see the changes occur, but you'll see the pain go away completely.
Wow. Yeah. I usually use CSIS, but, certainly glucosamine and chondroitin can hurt.
The nice thing about glucosamine and chondroitin is that it actually provides the collagen building blocks for the chondrocytes to replenish. Yeah. It increases synovial fluid. It doesn't mask the pain. It actually affects the source of the pain. So it's another good choice. But definitely growth hormone number one. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll have more of the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. Visit CoachRobRegish.com today. We'll be right back.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at Wise Choice Medicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Mr. Bombastic. We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic lover.
Later in the show, we're going to be joined by Randy Roach himself to talk about the recent release of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors Volume 3, Book 1. He's tearing a page out of... What's the name of that series of movies that they ended up releasing the last movie in 2 or 3 parts? Hunger Games.
The last one I saw was Top Gun.
Yeah. It was Papillon, you said?
Top Gun.
Oh, Top Gun. One. I thought you said Papillon. I was like, wow, I was impressed. All right, so here goes a question from Henry Kozlowski. I see where the Blueprint 4.0 has been released. Can you share a little more about what it is for? What it's for, how people are doing with it, and who might benefit from it. So why 4.0? What are the differences in 4.0 than previous ones?
Well, first off, I swore there'd never be another 4.0. But certain events changed that plan and gave rise to something truly revolutionary. I had been researching hypertrophy in humans, you know, be it sarcoplasmic or myofibular. Those are the established ways, right? Muscle grows in trainees. Yet, I and others observed periods of accelerated muscle growth that just couldn't be explained by those traditional model. And it wasn't muscle that was being regained. It was new muscle, which is an important distinction because the latter is much more difficult than the former. So against that backdrop, I came across a most interesting study. It was a while ago, too, by Dr. Antonio regarding hyperplasia, right? Whereby muscle fibers split and brand new muscle fibers grow at an accelerated rate. It's the only thing that could explain the rate at which these guys were building new muscle. You know, at about the same time, I dug up some old articles by John Perillo. You know, he's a famous Canadian trainer. He was writing at the time, and this was back in the early 90s. He was writing about 300-pound ripped bodybuilders when such a creature didn't exist. Now, he not only accurately predicted the arrival of these monsters, but he laid out a roadmap as to how to become one. What made it unique was that John didn't talk a lot about drugs. He knew the vast majority of competitors were using this stuff. So the answer had to be in training and diet. Specifically, he experimented with putting the muscle under an extreme stress, then following that up with an excruciatingly painful loaded stretch, you know, to release more of these localized growth factors. The key to that was in the loading and the time under tension for the stretches, right? As there were no other training protocols produced that were anywhere near the same results. To be clear, this protocol is not for the faint of heart. It requires at least, in my opinion, at least 5 years and preferably 10 years under the iron. The best candidates are those people who've been at a plateau for a year or more. I've got a guy, Gareth Denyer, right? He was one such example. He's a personal trainer down at HCP Barbell in Texas. And when I say personal trainer, I really mean it. He's the real deal. His job is to get college football players ready for the pros. So you can imagine the job that he has. They have to be bigger. They have to be faster and they have to be stronger to make it. So in order to see if this worked, he tried it on himself. Now in 2 months, he went from 15% body fat to just 9%, and he gained a lot of muscle. He literally looks like a different person, you know. I sent you pictures, Carl. He doesn't look like the same person. It's incredible.
No, it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
So, you know, you can find 4.0 on the homepage over at CoachRobRegish.com. That protocol took a long time to put together, but as Gareth so graphically illustrates here, 15% to 9% in 2 months, plus a lot of new muscle, is pretty darn good in an advanced trainee.
So this next question, I'm not sure where it comes from, or if it actually comes from you. It just says Rob Regish. It says, I just threw my back out today. Trying my sneakers on. What's the plan now?
That is for me, and that happened to me. And I thought it was an interesting topic.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, because guys, whenever I ask guys, you know, how they injured themselves, it's almost never in the weight room. Very rarely. It's always doing something stupid, like picking up something off the floor or a hose outside, something like that. But about a week ago on a Sunday, I was tying my sneakers just to go out for a run, right? And I heard a loud pop in the left lower side of my back. And that area immediately radiated with pain, and I knew pretty much what I had done. A subluxation of L4, L5, which is my problem area. So that was on the heels of me wanting to do those one-arm push-ups with weight behind my back this week, even though I still did them. I'll send you a video. Now, since I've done this before, I more or less know what to expect. So I immediately sprung into action. Step one, I take a gram of curcumin at least to address the inflammation issues. Step two, I got some supersesis in there, owing to the fact that it helps repair bone and most injuries. Step three, stretch the hamstrings and lower back through a variety of movements. I also, step four, hopped on the inversion board for two sessions of around 10 to 15 minutes each. And then step five, I was at the chiropractor 8 a.m. the next morning, sharp. So since this injury is most likely structural, it required a chiropractic adjustment, right, to move the vertebrae back into place. Now, gratefully, I have no pain down in the legs. I never have. And that's usually indicative of a disc issue. The chiropractor is usually able to tell me which vertebrae is out of place. He will then move the bone and reset it. Now, that doesn't mean it's healed, just that it no longer puts pressure on the nerve that runs to the muscle, and it's no longer spasming. Because it spasms and contracts, stays that way to protect the joint. It's part and parcel to getting older. I've come to accept that. It usually happens once or twice a year, but I am determined that it does not derail me, because experience has taught me that this kind of issue can be fixed, likely in 2 weeks' time or sooner. I'm happy to report I got it done sooner. So you take a look at what you can do. You know, I knew I could perform one-arm chin-ups. I knew I could perform some rows, possibly one-arm push-ups, dips, right, reverse hypers, glute ham bridges, and a slew of other movements. So you don't hang it up and don't go to the gym. It's that simple. There's always a way. Even if I couldn't perform these movements, I can still coach, right? I can still be there for people and help them succeed, which brings me back to you. It is only a matter of if, not when, you incur an injury. You need to ask yourself, do I have a plan to address it? And a short list of exercises that you can use to work around it? You know, better yet, is there someone in your gym who could benefit from your hard-earned knowledge? These things matter, right? And they matter a lot. So do take some time to do a little contingency planning like this. Have your rehab tools, your chiro, and other medical professionals lined up to address these issues if they happen. You will be glad that you did, and you will be back in the game in no time.
That's funny that you did that. You know, I've heard of people actually blowing out their back, shaving, sneezing.
Yeah.
You know, but tying your shoelaces on your sneakers, that's a new one on me.
Most freak thing, you know.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day, and hope you stick around for the top of the hour when we're joined by Randy Roach to talk about muscle, smoke, and mirrors. It's going to be an interesting discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing. what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support, to weight management, to nervous system support, to detox and cleansing, and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish and myself, Carl Lenore. And now the part of the show that everybody waits for. The blueprint tip of the day, the best of training times, common denominators. So what are they, Rob?
You know, as I look back over 30 years of training, I thought it'd be helpful to discuss some of those times where I made the greatest gains. Because this might help those of you in your teens, 20s, 30s, and even your 40s. Because the circumstances certainly aren't unique to me. In fact, it may help you see when one of these times is coming, and you know, you can make the most of it. You can milk it for all it's worth. The first big breakthrough for me, believe it or not, was college, right? Because it was there where I was exposed to free weights, a meal plan, and some like-minded training partners, right? We were fortunate in that the college gym was Spartan. How Spartan? The entire setup consisted of the following. 3 bench presses, an incline bench, 2 power racks, 2 leg sleds, and a dip chin station. And that was it, right? We had a few mismatched dumbbells, but other than that, that was it. There were no machines per se, except for one universal multi-station that nobody used. You know, I think we hung our coats on it. So we were more or less forced into performing big, basic exercise. Now, as for the meal plan, that too was a boon because I was finally eating 3 huge meals a day, which was a step up from my high school diet, skipping breakfast, having an ice cream for lunch, and then a healthy dinner. The first 6 months, I made really good progress. The next 12 months, though, would see an explosion in size and strength. So one of the things that led to that was this. My roommate and I ordered a book. It was from the back of Muscle Mag International. It was called Super Big in 6 Weeks. It was designed for football players, but it assured that anyone applying its principles could gain and gain big, and it worked. Right, my body weight went from 165 to 190, and I got a lot stronger. What was going on there? The training consisted of hard work on the big basics, right, 3 times a week, and eating 6 times a day. It also espoused drinking at least 1,000 calories per day, and it gave one of those killer homemade weight gainer shake recipes. So it's so effective, I still prescribe it to this day to ectomorphs. The next big breakthrough was super squats. Now, note the fact that it was another book. 20-rep breathing squats followed by pullovers claimed to turn scarecrows into supermen. So I was determined to find out. I read it cover to cover the first day I got it, and I could not believe the simplicity of his message, which was this. Take what you normally get for 10 in the squat and do it for 20 reps. Add 5 to 10 pounds of workout and follow that up with a handful of big basic exercises. I quickly found out that workout, 20 rep squats, can bring you closer to God, especially if you're pushing yourself. I'll never forget the day I cracked 200 pounds, and I did that in no time with this program, and I eventually wound up around 225 and a hell of a lot stronger, which is where I am today. My progress was so fast and furious, I don't even remember, you know, certain weight records people do in the bench, for example, or squat and deadlift. I don't remember 200, 300, 400 pounds. All of those came and went pretty fast. I got 500 pretty easy too. So my mentor said, you know, it's time to compete. That was an APA meet in Vermont, and it was something like, I was something like 10 weeks out. So I pulled the workout of the month out of Powerlifting USA, another publication. I scaled the poundages and used that to prepare. And right on schedule, I peaked with a 1370 total, 525 squat and deadlift, 320 bench. And that was good enough to take the New England Junior division. A few years later, I set a goal to bulk up to 250. And for that, I ordered another book, The Anabolic Diet, by Dr. Dee Pasquale. And that espoused a cycling ketogenic diet where I was to eat 6,000 calories a day in low-carb foods Monday through Friday with weekend carb loads. I've told you the story before about drinking vegetable oil, which wasn't very smart, but I did it to get the calories. And sure enough, I hit 252. About 6 months after starting. So that was another goal achieved. And later in life, my attention turned to body weight training. I always thought one-arm push-ups were pretty cool. So I went in search of more knowledge. And that came in the form of Convict conditioning. It calls for 10 steps on how to get there, you know, the actual one-arm push-up. Starting with simple push-ups against a wall. I endured that, and in a year's time, I was doing one-arm push-ups, which was an incredibly gratifying accomplishment. But notice the catalyst in all cases. I went in search of and found greater knowledge. I didn't buy a bottle of pills. I didn't have a divine revelation about what to do. I just looked for a different way, and then I applied hard work to it. Not once in my 30 years have I seen or even heard of a trainee adding, you know, the 40, 50 pounds of muscle necessary to transform a physique from some supplement. All right, all of which leads me to this simple request. Go in search of greater knowledge now, and you too will experience the magic of Gainesville.
I mean, it really is true. I mean, so many of us don't invest in this process at all.
Yeah, I mean, my guys tell me all the time, they learn things, they pull things out of every blueprint bulletin, for example, that they used, and a lot of them are game changers. I get emails all the time from people about, hey, you know, that little tip you gave on how to perform better pull-ups, to get better at them was fantastic. You know, I wasn't able to do them at all. You know, and 6 weeks later, I'm sitting here doing 20 reps. So, you know, and every issue has one of those game changers in it. And just for trivia's sake, you were the one, Carl, that gave me the idea for the Blueprint Bulletin over 3 years ago.
Did I really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we were talking one time about what would better serve people, and you said, you know what? You've got a ton of information at your fingertips. Why don't you try a newsletter? And I thought,
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, that's a great idea. And it's much better, in my opinion, than writing more and more books, because we live in the information age. Information doubles every 18 months. And I have no problem finding things like Adele's post on ectosterone to write about and to theorize about. And I've been told, these are their words, not mine, that the bulletin is very reminiscent of the old Muscle Media 2000 and Duchesne's own dirty dieting newsletters. So take that for what it's worth. And to a lot of people, it's worth a lot. But right now, we've got it on sale for less than 50 cents a day, and over $100 worth of free bonuses. So
doesn't get better than that.
Yeah.
Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to get your subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Rob, thanks a lot for everything today.
Thanks for having me, brother.
Okay, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take one quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Randy Roach. We're going to talk about Muscle Smoke and Mirrors. It's out. Volume 3. Book 1. Stay tuned.
Has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible. But now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So I've talked about how there was a particular book that changed the direction of this show many, many years ago, and I've attributed that effect to my next guest, Randy Roach. How you doing, Randy? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Carl. I'm doing really well. And happy 10th anniversary. Is it this year? Was it the two?
No, it was actually November of last year. It was in November of last year was my 10th anniversary. I know, right?
Yeah, because I think I came on with you June of 2006.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. And that's when Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors first started to materialize. You know,
it was ramping up.
There's a lot of people out there that probably don't know much about Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. You've just released Book one of volume three, which we're going to talk about, but volume one was the one that had the greatest impact on me, personally. And there may be a lot of people out there that don't know about volume one. Why don't we talk about that a little bit?
Well, volume one is still selling, and it probably will keep selling because it's a history book, but the whole Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors project has kind of been defined in an evolutionary process of originally, remember, it was just supposed to be an article for the Wise Traditions magazine for the Weston Price Foundation, right? So volume one became volume one when I realized I had too much material to write it in one volume.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all the way up into the 90s in some aspects, and when I figured out that there's no way I can fit this in one volume, where I spit the data, I don't think I could have planned it any better because it split right at the end of the 1960s. And that was a really significant time because the 70s were going to be a totally different era in terms of professional sports. The health revolution, the arrival of Arnold Schwarzenegger, pumping iron, Arthur Jones and Nautilus. So I probably wouldn't have thought of that from the beginning, but it worked out that way. Then I started with the second volume, volume two, which has covered the 1970s. It was more specific to bodybuilding. And realized again I couldn't do it in two volumes. It was going to have to be done in three. And I got smart enough. I actually had decided I wasn't going to do volume three. And it took 2 years off, but I realized when looking at re-releasing volume one and two electronically in smaller segments that I would do volume three in smaller books. And surprisingly, I have had reports back that people are liking this one the best. Probably because it's a smaller read, it's more focused on one aspect of the game, but Volume 1 covered almost 100 years.
I know.
And a lot of nutritional background and the roots of physical culture and the roots of bodybuilding, weightlifting, powerlifting, and all this, where the supplements came when the drugs started. So that's right now still my favorite book, too.
You know, in an earlier interview, someone, Rob Regish was on talking about Dan Duchesne stumbling upon whey protein, and I was thinking about at that moment. I was thinking about when I read Volume One, how you talked about Rio Blair and the discovery of one of the early protein supplements, which was a soy protein, right?
Yeah, the soy protein came in around 1950-51, but Perry Rader, the publisher of Iron Magazine, he had whey protein out in the 1950s and the early 60s when he stopped producing it because the government was cracking down on procedures and operations and stuff. He just didn't have the money to go through with it. But Duchesne didn't discover whey protein. It's other people were using it all, you know, in various stages. But by the time Dan came along, whey protein was undergoing better filtration process, less damaging and stuff like that. And they were realizing it had a pretty good amino acid profile. And they used to dump it into a lot of it into the into the rivers and waters, but they weren't allowed to do that after a while because I think the lactofermentation process had oxygen disruption in the waters. And
wow.
Stuff. So it was a highly controlled waste product, and then we started eating it then, right?
That's funny how we always turn garbage into something we can sell.
Yeah, industrial waste. A lot of our supplement origins come from industrial byproducts and waste, right?
So volume one is really by far my favorite because, as you point out, it's 100 years of history, and it allows, it's almost like the Bible in my mind, because it allows you to understand why we do many of the things that we do today. You know, there was a funny story told to me years ago that illustrates this. This woman, she makes a roast every year for Christmas. And she cuts the end off of it and throws it away. And one day her husband said to you, "Well, you know, why do you always throw that piece of meat away?" And she said, "I don't know. My mom always did that." So she called the mother and she said, "Mom, why do we always cut the end of the roast off and throw it away?" And the mom said, "I don't know why. My mom used to do it." So luckily the grandmother was still alive. They called her and they said, "You know, Grandma, why do you always cut the end of the roast away and throw it away?" She said, "Because I never had a pan big enough to fit the whole roast." And sometimes when you start to understand why you do the things you do, it allows you both to navigate around some misinformation, but more importantly, better understand what the desired results are supposed to be. And when you read muscle, if those of you listening to the show right now who have never taken the time to buy and read Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Volume 1, I would beg you to, because it will change your opinions about everything that you've been going into the gym and doing and every way that you've been eating. You'll understand why. And that's sometimes more important than actually doing it.
Yeah, we're also, your little story there kind of reminds me how much we are become creatures of habit. We just out of habit, we don't question anything. We just think that's the way to do it. And in bodybuilding, there's a lot of that. Why are you doing it that way? Well, that's because this person told me, or
right,
that person told me. It goes back, right?
Yeah, why three sets of 10? Why three sets of 8?
Yeah.
Why not five sets of, you know, it's like, yes, exactly. That's why Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors by far is, I keep it next to my bed. I crack it open every now and then and I just start reading it now almost like a novel.
I had one guy wrote to me just last week. He had read both volumes 1 and 2 8 times. I went, wow. Like, I know, I had one fellow, he said he read the first volume six times, but to read both, like, volume 2 is huge. It's over 700 pages. To read them both 8 times, I mean, okay, great.
Right? Yeah.
He might not like this small smaller version of book one of volume three. It'd be
well,
done in no time.
But I've gotten posts. So when I posted today's show, I actually used the picture of volume three, book one. And I think it was Jeff Thompson who said he got it and read it and can't wait for the next one. So what you've done is almost like what they've done with Hunger Games and Mockingjay, where you break it out into two separate or three separate units. So it's more digestible. And you can focus more, as you point out, you can focus more on some of the individual materials.
Yeah, it will hopefully be 4 books. I've already been accused of doing this for more financial gain, but they don't understand. It could probably be less financially lucrative. I did that because that was the only way I was going to resume it. Like I said, I quit. I was done for 2 years doing other things. And a realization, okay, I don't want a great big another 10-year project and intimidating to me, not just to read, but to create. And I thought, I can do it in these smaller projects. And I've said this a couple times over the past 5 years. Volume 3, in its completion with the 4 books, will be probably better than the first two because it's a combination of the first two. It'll have, like the 4th book will probably be a continue of nutrition, diet, supplement, and drugs from the 80s onward, right, where it'd be an entire book on that topic, where 1, 2, and 3, where a lot of people like the bodybuilding stuff and some with more on like the equipment, Nautilus, hammer strength and stuff like that, and the gym scenes, the golden world, there'll still be more of that, right? But it'll be, again, probably 800 pages divided into 4 smaller books that are more assimilable to take on.
Well, now, another thing that makes this dedication and effort to writing these books even more heroic that some listeners may not be aware of. So I need to say it. But during the process of writing Volume 1, you went clinically blind, right?
Yeah, I went totally blind. But I think most of the people who know me now know the blind story that I lost my sight. I always struggled with it. Health and Strength magazine out of the UK, they were really, really gracious. They just did a 3-issue biography on me that we put on our website too. I was really happy because that magazine's been around since 1898, and they gave me 3 issues to do a biography where I tell that story of the blind, how it happened. So I had always struggled with visual impairment, but in January 2005, the rest of it left. And that was right in the middle of Volume 1. That was a very frustrating time where I had to readjust and go to all speech, scanning material to listen to, no vision at all to do the rest of the project, which made it tough when it came to photos and stuff. But it's not that big a deal for me anymore.
There may be some people listening to this show who don't know the legacy of your involvement in this show. And because it's January and a lot of people may pick up this podcast just by chance and they're listening and they go, okay, who's this guy? So I thought it was worth mentioning. The website is randyroach.ca, RANDYROACH.ca. You'll see covers of all 3 books, Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3, Book 1. You'll also see some amazing testaments of praise from people like Boyer Coe. Charles Gaines, right? He was the guy who was involved with the producing Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, right? I'm sorry, Pumping Iron, right?
He's the author of Pumping Iron.
Yeah.
Charles Gaines.
Ken Sprague. There's Bill Hinburn, Clarence Bask, and the list goes on and on.
With Joe Rourke. You guys like Joe Rourke, Bill Hinburn, Clarence, and Ken. It's great. They're older guys who know. You can't fool them, right? And they're the ones you make you a little nervous when you're writing stuff like this because the younger kids, they don't know. They pick that book and they don't challenge anybody. But those guys, you can't fool them. And to get their praise is like I said to my partner in this one, Tamash, I said, it's like dad said, I did a good job, right?
Yeah, right.
So it really means a lot to me for those guys to give me the praise that they have.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about Volume 3. I keep getting it confused. Volume 3, Book 1. And
yes.
Then later on in the show, I want to talk a little bit about some things that are going on up in Canada, because I know there's a lot going on in the way of raw milk and stuff like that. I know you stay pretty close to the pulse of that sort of stuff, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We're talking with Randy Roach. The website is randyroach.ca. We're talking about Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Volume 3, Book 1. We shall return.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at SuperHumanRadio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need Metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improve brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio will start in just a moment, but Elisa and I wanted to tell you about something we're really excited about.
One of the top requests we get every month is to do a show about eating the superhuman way on a budget. So many people say it's just impossible, but now we have the answer.
We can now tell you to shop at ThriveMarket.com for all your favorite products. Whether it's organic, paleo, raw, vegan, non-GMO, or any other natural products, you'll find them all at ThriveMarket.com.
ThriveMarket.com has over 3,000 healthy products at 25 to 50% off retail. Go to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio and get 2 months free membership and 15% off your first order.
Take advantage of this outstanding offer. Thanks to ThriveMarket.com, eating like a superhuman has never been cheaper.
Less expensive.
Cheaper.
Carl, it's less expensive.
Okay, less expensive. Get over to ThriveMarket.com/SuperhumanRadio today and start saving big time. Never pay retail again.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Randy Roach about the release of Muscle Smoke and Mirrors, Volume 3, Book 1. It's called The Comebacks. Why is it called The Comebacks, Randy?
book one launches the era of the 1980s, and it settles where bodybuilding was in terms of public insurgence at that time. And it, in my opinion, it was at its best potential at that time. I look at what George Butler and Charles Gaines had done in 1976 by getting Frank Zane, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Ed Corney to pose at the Whitney Museum of Arts in New York, and the level of attention he had brought. That compounded with the release of Pumping Iron, the book and the movie, and Ken Sprague's enormous parade in 1977 for Mr. America. Those events really served to heighten bodybuilding in a positive manner in the media, plus the fact that Frank Zane was probably a marquee champion at the time. He was very good-looking guy, very articulate, expressed himself well on television, and he had a classical look about only 190 pounds. He wasn't as overbearing as Arnold, nor was he near as brazen. So bodybuilding was looking at its best at that point in terms of public acceptability. And then something happened. Arnold Schwarzenegger and Franco Colombo both came back to competitive bodybuilding. And I asked the question, did they disrupt or derail the continuity that both of them helped build earlier in their era? Like, no doubt, Arnold was a big name in the 1970s, and he was even more instrumental when he left bodybuilding in 1975 to become a promoter with Jim Lorimer. Arnold did a good job in elevating the status of competitive bodybuilding and bringing more money, but did he disrupt this in 1980 when he came back to compete in the 1980 Mr. Olympia, followed a year later by Franco Colombo, who was also coming back from a five-year layoff to compete in the 1981 Mr. Olympia. So these were the comebacks that temporarily derailed and disrupted bodybuilding at a very, very crucial time.
So do you think that we would see a different bodybuilding today had we been able to admire and elevate the physique of Frank Zane to its rightful place?
No, the bodybuilding was going to continue on the evolution that it was on. It's just that, you know, we thought we were leaving the cartoon era, you know, with the way bodybuilding was before, like nobody, the contests, you know, with the way that it was presented in the media, and even the way it was presented within its own media, bodybuilding media, it still had that circus mentality and circus look, and it was escaping that. But the shenanigans that went on in 80 and 81 threatened to throw it right back there again. It recovered and headed back on its path to where it is today, the dumpsters. So, but that was just another time when, you know, it had this best shot. What they lost was, in 1980, was CBS, that went there to film the 1980, but I cover what CBS filmed, what they did afterwards, and summoning some people down to their headquarters in New York for explanation as to what they had filmed. And to CBS, they were convinced it was fixed and they would not air it, nor would they fulfill their contract financially, but they weren't going to go come back in 81 to film the 81 Mr. Olympia. So the sport lost some major television network coverage at that time. And those Mr. Olympias, that Mr. Olympia 1980 cost the sport guys like Mike Mentzer. You know, Frank Zane didn't compete for 2 years. He ousted, like many of the bodybuilders wouldn't come back for the 81 Mr. Olympia, well, the four specifically, but I covered that at one time a lot of them were going to boycott it, but Frank was pretty much done. You know, he's in his 40s by 1983, and he sustained, an injury in 1980 that almost kept him out of the 1980 Mr. Olympia, but it was a disruption, and like I said, the sport did recover from it, especially with the efforts of Wayne D'Amelio, and
but it recovered, but it could have been so much more had it been taken seriously by CBS. We could have seen coverage of the Olympia every year going forward. It could have been, I mean, the athletes of today suffered, in my humble opinion.
They got the network's coverage back. Like, okay, CBS, there was still ABC and NBC where they were covering other bodybuilding shows, but not the Olympia. And NBC did come back, Definitely in 1984, which was the biggest Olympia I'll be covering in this current book, but when Sergio Olivier came back and Wayne DeMille had raised the prize money up to like $100,000, they had to work hard to do this. So I said they got the coverage back. Bodybuilding was on its course regardless, right? And the 1980s were very kind to bodybuilding, and we did get some Mr. Olympias and stuff like that, but it was the same with the women. They were slowly morphing themselves out of public acceptability.
Right.
Like I said, Frank Zane had the look. He had this physique as 190 pounds. Like, I mean,
he looked like the statue of David in the picture that you have on the cover.
That's my favorite. I think in a previous show I told you I was able to get my favorite photograph. When I could see, back in 1978, I saw that photo on the cover of Bodybuilding All-Stars. I thought, you know what? That is one of the best physique shots I've ever seen.
Yeah.
So I tracked down the photographer, Hollywood photographer, Bob Gardner, and I had to pay a good buck to get that photo. But I wanted it. I wanted it for the cover because on the cover you see Franco and Arnold in a victory stance with 1980 and 81, and Frank's in the background because he was the reigning champion at the time of the comebacks.
Yeah, really sad. And, you know, I wonder if he's bitter. I mean, I don't know if you've spoken to Frank Zane. I've spoken to him a couple times. He's actually been on the show. He's a really nice guy. We've not talked about bodybuilding. We've talked about more metaphysical type stuff, mind control and that sort of stuff. But
okay.
I wonder if he's bitter as a result of that.
He wasn't happy because Arnold duped him. Arnold served sometimes back at that point as a consultant to the bodybuilders because Arnold wasn't competing anymore. And Arnold loves bodybuilding, there's no doubt about it, even though he did. And Frank was consulting with him, and Arnold encouraged, when Frank had a severe poolside injury that put him in the hospital, he lost a lot of weight, it was almost fatal. Frank asked Arnold, what he thought? Did he think I should compete? Arnold didn't tell Frank he was going to compete. He told him, yes, Frank, you go compete. You know, you go compete. And Frank wasn't at his best. Arnold admits he'll do anything and everything when it comes to competitions, all fair in love and war.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that he would, sure, he won't, if he's going to come back, he wants to beat everybody, including the reigning Mr. Olympia. And I said a less than best optimal Mr. Olympia, current Frank Zane, would be all the better, easier to beat, right? I don't think Frank was really happy about that. He wasn't happy about that. That's why Frank boycotted the Mr. Universe contest 3 weeks later.
Yeah. It's kind of sad, I got to feel. It's sad and it's selfish. And unfortunately, it hurts more than just the people immediately. I can't help but think that it changes the trajectory of the sport. But let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. When I come back, I want to talk a little bit more about this. And then we can kind of talk about some other topics. People can get this book by going to randyroach.ca. How much is volume 3, book 1, Randy?
$19.95.
Oh, my God. That's a cup of coffee at Starbucks nowadays. All right, let's
cup of coffee.
Yeah,
right?
Randyroach.ca, RandyRoach.ca. Get yourself. If you haven't gotten volume 1, get volume 1. Get volume 2. And get volume 3, book 1, and learn about your love. If you're a physical culturist like the rest of us, you love doing this, read some history. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation.
Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the NGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth. It dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Inside. New. Hank.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Randy Roach. We're talking about Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Volume 3, Book 1. It's only $19.95. Go to randyroach.ca and get your copy today. Randy, did they not have master's divisions in the sports back then?
No, the master's came in, I think, 94. That's when Lou Ferrigno came back. Robbie Robinson won it. Boyer Cole came back and competed again, but... not in the IFBB for the like I'm looking at my, there might be another masters in amateur or other bodybuilding back then, but not the Mr. Olympia like we saw.
Because by rights, that's where Franco and Arnold should be competing, right, in the masters division, not in the.
No, they were well. Arnold was only 33 at that time, 32 or 33. Franco. The next year, I think might have been closer to 40. Frank Zane was, I think 37 in 1980. So at that time, those guys were, and they had, like I said, Arnold and Franco had the right to compete. They just shouldn't have won. And I asked the question, the big question in the book, why did Arnold come back? And I look at all the various reasons put out there. And some that are a little controversial. I said, why did he come back? He didn't need to come back. His career was on a skyrocket in terms of the movies, and he was going to be getting later into politics. I actually, I said, for him to come back and compete may have been deemed as a step backwards for him. So I also deal with a movie called The Comeback, which was made back in 1980 by, most people thought by Paul Graham, but also by, I got to speak to the director. I had drafted much of this chapter 6-7 years ago, and I'm glad it got delayed because I was able to get much deeper into and talk with some of the guys in Australia, a number of them who were directly connected to the judging, and another one who directed the movie The Comeback, and I learned a whole other side of that movie and an understanding of why it was done the way it was done. So a lot of interesting things there, and then why Leonard Franco like followed on Arnold's heels and created even more controversy the next year. It was like a monkey see, monkey do type thing, right?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, and did Arnold have a hand in that as well? Like, I mean, the reader will find out and they can judge for themselves and how the judging was done and how judges were swapped and how the judging was conducted and to create the result that they got at that time.
So, really this book focuses on those 2 years and focuses on this pivotal event in bodybuilding.
I mean, yes, because volume 3 inevitably had to pick up at the beginning of the 1980s, so the timing was just perfect. And that was professional bodybuilding, and now with book 2, it's going to continue in the 1980s. It's going to be a lot of things that haven't been written about before, specifically the relationship between Wayne D'Amelia and the Weeders. Wayne had a hand in building professional bodybuilding. You'll see in book 1 there, he's now becoming more of a presence, but he comes about a much bigger presence through the 1980s and into the 1990s, and his presence also in briefly in the amateur front, and book 2 will pick up on what's going on in the amateur scene with the AAU and the MPC, because the pros, the Weeders were controlling the pros, but they had to have control of that whole amateur infrastructure that was nationwide, that was built up over the decades by the AAU, and the Weeders can never get it. They can never get it because Bob Hoffman controlled it, but now guys like Ken Sprague and other things, they handed Weeder the AAU, which became the NPC, which has got lots of controversy going on today with Lee Thompson's suit over Jim Mannion and right. All that thing. These are the origins. Plus the women. I'm just listening today, this morning. I have four or five chapters on the women that I drafted six, seven years ago, and I'm listening to them today. I like them. I've always liked them, and this is a full history of the women's bodybuilding right up to the end of the 1980s. So these chapters are going in there as well. So this book 2 is going to be called Changing of the Guard, because as many things in the 80s would be changing, like the Hoffman would pass away, and Iron Man magazine was picked up by John Bellick about it from Perry Reader after 50 years.
Wow.
And, you know, Dan Leary would be kind of fading from the scene, especially in promoting bodybuilding shows. So, and the book 3 will continue into the 90s with the WBF and Vince McMahon's foray into bodybuilding.
Yeah,
much
remember
more,
that.
Again,
yeah.
Yeah, with Wayne and Ben and the Weeders and the Hammer Strength story, the more on world goals behind the scenes there. And like I said, the final book will probably be my toughest, and that'll be an entire book on nutrition, diet, supplements, and the drugs.
So John Sirica, I hope I'm pronouncing his name right, says Randy Roach's series is so far above anything written about bodybuilding, it's not even close. Bill Hinburn just posted on my Facebook wall, this is the third of the monumental three-volume series, answers the often asked question, who, what, where, when, how, and why, of the history of bodybuilding. Most of these thick books cover the eras in which I lived, he's saying. I have known the author, Randy Roach, for several years. His research is not limited to just poring over books, magazines, newspapers, internet, etc. He interviewed hundreds of people, including myself, for The Truth in caps. Therefore, I can honestly say, unequivocally, the accuracy of the exhaustive research is profound. I believe these classic works should be on the bookshelf of every serious student and trainee of the Iron Game. Yes, I recommend them that highly. I mean, the accolades for your works from people who have actually been formidable effectors in the physical culture realm is just unbelievable.
That's what I mean. Guys like Bill Hinburn and Joe Rourke, they were doing this before I was, you know, even coming out of puberty, right? These guys have been around a long time, and they've been collectors, and I think Bill puts out a whole series of physical culture books way back. He's done that for many, many years. Joe Rourke is, I think, years working on an exhaustive chronology of all the major contests, because they just love the game, and you can't fool these guys, right? I actually resort to them often, and even contacting Joe and John Corlett, because they had these exhaustive collections that they'll help me pinpoint dates and try to get things at least as accurate as I can. These guys know I'm not perfect, right? And you're going to make mistakes, but they know they trust me that I'm doing my best to put it as honestly as I can. So that's what I mean. I'm really pleased and happy when I get endorsements like that from Bill and Joe and then Ken Sprague and Boyer Co. and guys like that.
I want to take our last commercial break, but when we come back, I want to talk about something. So I'm on my Facebook wall. Wade Johnson, who's a good friend of the show, posted, "You mean," because he saw the cover, 80 and 81. He says, "You mean the 2 years Chris Dickerson was robbed?" So obviously a lot of people feel that they were robbed in those years. Let's just talk about Chris Dickerson for a second when we come back. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, stay tuned. We're talking with Randy Roach. The website is randyroach.ca. You can get your copies of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors there. We'll be right back.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Randy Roach. His website is randyroach.ca. You can order all three of the Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors there. Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, Book 1. I advise you to do it. I promise you, you'll love them. If you don't, send them to me and I'll refund your money myself.
How's that sound? Oh, wow.
Okay, so what about Chris Dickerson? I mean, is that a valid comment by Wade Johnson? We just talked about the plight of Frank Zane. Were there others at that period of time who felt like they got robbed?
You know, Cole and Mentzer, Mike Mentzer, Boyer Cole, Chris Dickerson, Frank Zane, many of them all thought, like, they weren't bragging that they should have won. They just all agreed that Arnold shouldn't have won. The consensus is in 1980, Chris should have won and would have won. And I explain in the book what happened and how he would have won if certain circumstances didn't take place. In 1981, that wasn't necessarily the case. Even though Chris came in second, the consensus from everyone I talked to, it was the dramatic change of Tom Platz, Danny Padilla. That's Danny Padilla for most people. I've always called him Padilla, but his name's pronounced Danny Padilla.
Yeah, right.
And Roy Callender were profound from 1980 to 81, where Chris, where John Hansen, I quote a lot from John Hansen. John was great. He did a great article on the 81 Olympia, and he granted me to use his material just for description. And he said Chris didn't look as good in 81 as he did in 80, where those other two guys changed dramatically, and the consensus was they did Platz, Danny, or Roy, but definitely not Franco. Chris was right there. He was in great shape. And he did win in 1982, the Mr. Olympia. I've become good friends with Chris, and he's looking to do his own autobiography. He has an interesting story to tell. But, Chris would have won and should have probably won the 1980 and probably Platz or Padilla in 1981.
Yeah, so, and I like what you just said. While there's a lot of discussion about who should have won, there's pretty much everybody unanimously agrees on who should not have won.
The mass equation had changed so much for Arnold. Like when I could see at the time, when I saw Arnold, I thought, he's definitely not as big as he was in the mid-70s. And when I looked at his legs, I thought, oh boy, I said, that, they don't, they look, they were great legs. I wouldn't mind them, but they didn't look like a Mr. Olympia legs. And Arnold was 6'1.5". He's not 6'2". Vince Basile, who's in Volume 1, actually measured Arnold himself early, like 69 or 1970, around that area. And he said, Arnold is 6'1.5". But he only weighed about 217 to 220 at that time. Mike Mentzer, at 5'8", weighed 220, 225.
Wow.
That's, and Mentzer's laid the mass and laid, and Boyer Cole, only at 5'7", weighed almost 210 pounds. These guys were mass from head to toe. And Boyer even said, you know, he thought, if he had to give it to somebody, he said he probably would give it to Mentzer, because Mentzer was massive and ripped at that time. But, like, Arnold had his advocates. Like, I mean, Danny Padilla, Tom Platz, and Casey Vader thought Arnold had enough to win, but most others say they did not think that Arnold should have won a title. Arnold had the charisma, like Vince Basile. He said when you looked at Arnold posing at the time, live, he moved fast. Arnold knew how to hide things, and he moved fast. But he said, and he would have given the nod to Arnold. But he said when he looked at the photos he took later, he said no. Then he saw the weaknesses in Arnold's back and his legs and stuff, but he would have given it to Dennis. He said Dennis Chinarino looked awesome in the pictures, and Boyer Coe looked like the winner in the slides, and he said there was another shot that Mike Mantzer looked the winner. You know, he said it was close. But in 81, nobody thinks that Franco should have won.
So let's wrap this part of the interview up, because I want to talk to you a little about some other things that are kind of extraneous to all this. So people can go to randyroach.ca to get their copy of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. Buy Volume 1 if you don't have it. Buy Volume 2 if you don't have it. Buy Volume 3, Book 1. These are must-haves. These are Bibles. You should put them on your coffee tables and let people ask you, what's this all about? Maybe you can indoctrinate them into the physical culture lifestyle as well. You also do a podcast now, don't you?
Yeah, we're going to be doing one, a little bit of a rant on Arnold, I think. So not about that era, but Arnold just did a speech or an interview at the UN Climate Change Conference in November and December, and kind of telling us that maybe we should all become vegetarians or eat less meat or even become vegetarian.
Arnold is saying this?
Yeah,
you know, this is part of a government initiative to make. I mean, you know what? There are so many good studies out there that show, in fact, that going to a more agrarian diet is harmful to the planet. It requires more water. It requires the consumption of more arable land. It displaces more animals. It does all the things that they claim eating meat does tenfold.
And they're omitting natural technology, but they're actually using grazing animals and stampeding animals to create greenland from desert land. There's all sorts of, they hide that. This is all about politics. This is all about world taxing and control on a global level. But yeah, we'll be talking about that. We have about 19, that'll be our 20th podcast at theworldofmuscle.com that we started just about over the past year. So we try to get one out once a week, once every 2 weeks. They're short 15-20 minute podcasts. We deal with issues in bodybuilding. Sometimes I rant on other things, such as in sports themselves. Like I did a rant on the Ronda Rousey fight, the rant on the Mayweather Pacquiao fight, just a grotesque amount of.
What's your opinion of the Ronda Rousey fight?
The fight was, my beef there was the massive grotesque over marketing and hype of that fight, of Ronda. I have nothing against Ronda. She's a good girl, you know, tough girl, but they had everybody believing she was unbelievable, unbeatable. This phenom. Arnold was piping in, Stallone was piping in, even Dana White.
They had Mike Tyson evaluate her, and he was going on about how he couldn't believe how fast she punched and.
Yeah, meanwhile, then Holly Holm, who was a three-time world box champion, just came in and literally tuned her.
Yeah.
It was a mismatch, and Ronda got hurt, you know, and I think they hid her for some time before I still haven't heard her speak, because I think there was rumors that her jaw was broken, and Dana's really promoting, a lot of the women are starting to watch this, and we didn't know where Ronda was. She was covering her face afterwards, and they had a lot of hits. Pay-per-view hits, and I don't think they wanted the public to see, okay, girls, here's what can happen to you in this sport, right? So, but I was just talking about that fight and the overhype of it and stuff like that.
What's going on? I saw someone in Canada, maybe in your neck of the woods, a farmer whose last name, ironically, was the same as Dr. Ron Schmidt, who had some problems with raw milk, last quarter of last year. Do you know anything about that?
Okay. Dr. Ron Schmid, ending with a D, is a naturopathic doctor in Connecticut.
Right.
Michael Schmidt, Schmidt, is the farmer up here in Ontario who has been at battle with the government since 1994. He had been raided in 1994. He was raided again in 2006. I had been dealing with him at that time, and he has been raided again just this past year, and this time they won't give up. Our government won't give up. They do not want us to have this in terms of like I said, one of the main reasons people don't want to look at it, what Michael's doing with the raw food, the raw milk community, it's an indigenous or cottage industry. It's localized. It's not to be nationalized or internationalized. And our global architects are running these climate change conferences over there. They have been working very hard in internationalizing or globalizing the food supply and putting it in the hands of less and less people. And to do that, they have to make you think they have to sterilize everything, right? Because they don't want foods that just has to be run locally and things like that. So they're not going to let it happen. They're trying their best not to let it happen, even though the evidence and the science clearly shows that they're in the wrong. They know they're in the wrong. They don't care. Yeah. Right? So they're continuously harassing Michael Schmidt and anybody else who wants to do the Rob Miller. Arnold Schwarzenegger, I wrote a letter in 2008 when I released Volume 1. John Bailick was going to hand deliver a copy to Arnold, so I snuck a letter in there because it was at that time Arnold was going to sign some legislation that was going to make it extremely difficult for raw milk in California, and because it's going to make it more difficult about the bacterial coliforms and stuff. And I said, Arnold, look, you come from bodybuilding. You drank raw milk in Germany. You know the importance. I said, do the right thing. It was a nice letter, right?
Right.
But he didn't. He's a political whore, and that's what he did, and that's why he's doing what he's doing at this date in the conference over in France with telling us to become vegans, right? He's just going where the political wind's pointing them.
That's what it's all about right now. You know what's really funny about this? I wrote a blog I think it was in December of last year, that, you know, we're all worried about global warming, which I don't think it's unreasonable to think that we are having some impact on climate change, just surely because we have an impact on everything on the planet. I'm not even in that debate. But several really good research centers have evaluated the effects of climate change that is already in gear that will happen over the course of now through 2030. And they estimated about 250,000 deaths a year by 2030 as a result of climate change. Now, remember, these deaths are extrinsic. In other words, you can't really point at climate change, but you can say, well, we're having a more disease outbreaks that are seen in warmer weather in some of these other climates, and so we're going to attribute that to climate change. Okay. But what people fail to realize is that every year in the United States alone, we lose 1.67 million people a year to avoidable chronic disease directly linked to diet recommendations by this government, pharmaceutical agendas, and the medical orthodoxy. Every single year, do you know that 7 out of every 10 people who die in the United States, 7 out of every 10 people who die in the United States, I repeat it because you got to get your head around this number, are a result of avoidable chronic disease. 1.6 million happening right now every year, this year, last year, next year, versus by 2030. So if you really were prioritizing, like, what's the greatest threat to the population? Wouldn't you look first to the things that are killing 1.6 million people a year now, as opposed to the things that will be killing 250,000 people a year, additional people a year, by 2030?
I'd say this. The biggest threat to us right now are the people who created that scenario you just mentioned. You're correct.
Right.
They're the global, who I call the global architects. So the architects of this whole framework, the whole system that we're in right now. And I'll say this. You can't trust them about anything through mainstream media. They lie to us about everything.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes, I agree. Anyway, okay, so the book is Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Volume 3, Book 1. You can get it by going to randyroach.ca. And actually, if you've never read Volume 1, you must get Volume 1. I promise you. I keep two books at my bedside whenever I don't have something that I have to read. One of them is The Five Works of Dashiell Hammett. And the other is Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, Volume 1. I can crack either of those books open at any point in time. Just crack them open to a random page and read them and be enthralled. So there you go. Volume 1.
I'm going to go back and read Volume 1 again then.
Yeah, I mean, it's breathtaking. It really is when you start reading it and you go, oh my God, you know, this is where that came from. Wow, this is why we eat that way. This is why low carb works. I mean, it's like this stuff is 100 years old and maybe even older. Oh, you know what? And I'll close on this. Physical culture has been part of human evolution since recorded history. I had the opportunity to look at Michelangelo, some of his early sketches that were done, and they were on display in Nashville when I was there this weekend. And interestingly enough, the depictions of men and even babies are so much more muscular than we see today in normal society. Men back then looked like athletes today. Babies were muscular. I mean, he drew... look, this wasn't comic strips. He was using humans as models to draw. He used a human baby to draw the Christ child. The baby had shoulders with muscles. The baby had biceps that were separated from the rest of the arm. The baby was muscular. The people back then were muscular. This new human that we've become, it's so far from what we're supposed to be. And the path back to where we're supposed to be starts in physical culture.
Quickly, with Francis Pottinger, who wrote Pottinger's Cast, he was recording them with anthropometrically, the morphing of the male and the female from the turn of the 19th century through the 20th century. He died in 1967, so his research didn't continue, but he was showing a morphing going on, attributing it, a lot of it, to nutrition.
Of course.
What's going on in nutrition. But
Randy, thanks for being on today, and thanks for starting on Volume 3.
Thank you, Carl. I think I can go back and read Volume 1 now. You sold me.
Okay. we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you. Bye now.
All right, so go to randyroach.ca to get your copies of Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors. Also, don't forget CoachRobRegish.com for the Blueprint 4.0 and Blueprint Bulletin. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio, and thank you for listening today.
For the best in real world, no.